morning. I'm Brooke Baldwin in for Betty.
And hello to you all. I'm TJ Holmes. Glad you could be here. Look now at some of our top stories. Vice President Joe Biden making some news with some comments about Russia in an interview he gave to the Wall Street Journal. Biden said Russia has a withering economy and is, quote, clinging to something in the past that is not sustainable, end quote. The White House released a statement saying the president and vice president believe Russia will work with us, again, not out of weakness, but out of national interest.
In just a couple of hours, Alaska will have a new governor. Sarah Palin will officially hand over her title and her responsibilities to Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell today. Just yesterday, folks in Anchorage held this farewell picnic for her. You can see the governor, soon to be former governor, serving up some hot dogs, hamburgers. Palin is resigning a year before the end of her term.
Exiled Honduran President Manuel Zelaya back at his country's border yesterday. He didn't leave the Nicaraguan side like he did on Friday. He just stepped in there for a second on Friday. But he did go to the border and fired up the supporters there. Left after about 20 minutes this time.
Now he's back out. Zelaya was forced out by a military coup just about a month ago. And the U.S. State Department is worrying that his border visits could lead to violence. But it is also bringing him to Washington for talks for Tuesday.
Well, we saw this play out across six continents yesterday, dozens of cities as well, including Washington, D.C., protesters uniting all over the world against a common cause, which is Iran's treatment of demonstrators after last month's disputed elections. Many people wore green yesterday, that's symbolizing Iran's opposition movement, and the opposition candidate, Mir Hossein Mousavi. Iranian authorities used force to stop protests last month. Some protesters were killed, hundreds still behind bars.
How about this story this morning? A second Chicago area cemetery is under investigation after a human bone was found just lying on the ground. The Cook County Sheriff's Office says it doesn't know if the discovery is a sign of a broader problem at the Mount Glenwood Cemetery. Just days ago, according to the Chicago Tribune, three people sued the cemetery alleging, quote, unauthorized tampering with grave sites. Earlier this month, authorities charged four workers at Burr Oak Cemetery with digging up hundreds of bodies and then reselling the plots.